Podcast Ranger.
All right, guys, I know we had a lot of news to talk about, but fuck, let's just talk about Pokemon news. All right, anyways, Pokemon Sun and Moon, out today. Buy it now. If you haven't bought it yet, what the fuck's wrong with you? Go out, buy this game. You know what? Buy both games. Buy the game. Buy them twice.
Savage,
so you have Sun, Moon, Moon.
Savage Caster was just here helping me get all three starters.
I have a Slowpoke.
I had to start the game 5 times.
Man, that had to take a while.
Garth's just looking at me like that was the worst opening bit we've ever had.
Too bad, we're rolling with it.
Like, I can hear your
cue the
fucking
sound
voice
effect.
Saying that, even though you weren't
it plays
saying
at the start.
Oh.
Cue it again! Welcome to another episode of Extra Extra Cast Ranger. We have the four main gentlemen here tonight, and in place of Cell is our good friend Dreamcaster once again. Say hello.
Hi.
She's eating.
Not a lot, no.
You ruffle those chips.
They're Lay's.
Touché!
Nice! Alright, let's jump into news.
Abuse the news.
What
the fuck is that?
Okay, so this isn't exactly news, but something that was pretty hilarious.
Okay.
So some asshole on 4chan or whatever was posting a little review about his thoughts on Emu as a protagonist.
Oh.
And this is gonna take some time, but this is worth the read.
Okay.
This is from some anonymous guy. It's only been 6 episodes, but Emu feels like a pretty bad writer protagonist. Many probably see him as okay because he's not as terrible as Takaru, but his character, in terms of naivety, exceeds even Coda's. His gag where he keeps tripping over things isn't funny, his constant mood change to M via the cringy smirk is awkward, and his high moral stance is very forced due to the fact that he is the only rider of the five who is an asshole. Maybe it's the problem with his actor, since he does seem very amateur and pushing too hard to act out the right emotions and responses. All in all, I hope Emu improves at least before Mighty Brothers' debut. Now, this sounds like a very short-sighted review, a lot of people would think. Some people might agree, some people might not.
I'm going to say right now that I don't think any of that's going to be resolved before Mighty Brothers. In fact, I think Mighty Brothers is just going to take his split personality and just...
Exactly. So
I'm totally fine with that.
So a lot of people took this very short-sighted, shallow review and decided to compare it to what could have been reviews for other shows. It's only been 6 episodes, but Shinosuke feels like a pretty bad writer protagonist. Many probably see him as okay because he's not as terrible as Coda.
Hey.
But his character in terms of blandness exceeds even Haruto's.
Ooh.
His gag where he keeps lazing around eating candy isn't funny. His constant mood change to Topkia Daze with the tide pole is awkward. And his high moral stance is very forced due to the fact that he's the only writer out of the past 16 who's a cop. Maybe it's the problem with his actor, since he does seem very amateur and pushing too hard to act out the right emotions and responses. All in all, I hope Shinosuke improves before the mock debut.
And to that, I say fuck you. Shinosuke's
no,
awesome.
No,
wait for it.
You're not getting it, Lane.
I know, I get it. I get the joke.
Next
but
response.
Still, fuck you.
It's only been 6 episodes, but Shotaro feels like a pretty bad writer protagonist. Many probably see him as okay because he's not as terrible as Wataru, but his character in terms of wackiness exceeds even Momotaro's. His gag where he keeps screaming isn't funny, his constant mood change to hard-boiled with the cringy now count up your sins is awkward, and his high moral stance is very forced, due to the fact that he's the only character in the show who isn't insane. Maybe it's the problem with his actor, since he does seem very amateur and pushing too hard to act out the right emotions and responses. All in all, I hope Shotaro improves before the Fang Joker debut.
There has to be one for Ghost.
You're seeing the trend here, right?
Yes. It's literally the same review, but they're just
It's like the Navy SEAL creepypasta.
They're poking fun at how this happens.
Great copypasta, not creepypasta.
The joke, so this goes on to do a couple of other ones, including Gaim and even Kotaro from Black. The funniest part of this whole thing, there is not one for Ghost. Takaru's just terrible.
Yep.
and there's not one for Forza, because Forza's just bad.
Let me check. There's Koda, Kotaro, and even Kenzaki from Blade.
Oh, well, okay, Blade, you can fucking see it.
But anyways, I thought that was pretty funny.
Yes.
It's on 4chan's KRG board. It was posted November 12th, if anyone wants to look at it.
Cool.
All right, next. Something I wanted to bring up, for those who watched the Genmu and Laser episode of the Virtual Operations, we got to see something that a lot of people might have been looking for. In the shot where Genmu activates his Kimiwaza slot, you can actually see Laser's health bar on the side of the front of the motorcycle. And it's very tiny, because Laser is not meant for combat.
Because he has a bike.
Answering this question for me. So
has a bike.
I watched a review of the like the laser figure, like the bike.
Uh-huh.
Is his level one face like behind his face?
Yes, the
is
the,
actually there like in the show? So I don't know. Okay, I didn't notice, honestly.
I feel really cool.
Wait, so sorry, ask that question again.
Okay,
yeah, go ahead.
So you know his level one face, right?
Yeah.
So it on the toy, it's behind his actual face that's on the front of the bike.
Yes.
Is that on in the show?
Yes.
Okay.
Because when he's level two, you see right in this shot even, you can see his level one face, which is where like the dashboard of the motorcycle is.
Oh yeah, okay. It's just because the eyes are...
Yeah, and then when he goes level 3, that goes on his back, just like how the other riders have their level 1 heads on their back.
Oh, I gotcha. Sorry, Emily, you were saying something.
No, I was just gonna say, you guys were completely right. Those are dangerously close together.
I know, even Dan wants to ride on Kyria. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Alright.
Oh my god.
It's funny, I think I realized something about Laser, and a lot of people in the Rider Facebook groups have been talking about this. I think I know why Laser level 2 forms a bike. It's because Kyria blackmailed Kurodo to get the belt, so he just turned around and pranked him by giving him a gashet with a level 2 form that's not human.
No, and you know what? This makes up for all the episodes that Ghost never used his bike. So.
Yeah.
Yeah!
Not one of the riders.
I forgot he had a bike!
Right?
No, right?
Like, he used the Iguana Ghost Striker, like, 2 times,
fact,
and the Ghost Striker, like, 2 times.
There was a post on the Rider Facebook group where people were like, why is Ghost's bike a lizard? And I'm like, clearly you've forgotten the part where his bike without the Captain Ghost was a horse.
Yeah, it's a fucking horse. Or it looks like one of those, one of those things from Harry Potter, you know, the things Luna Lovegood can see?
Kestrels? Is that what they were called?
I think so.
I have no idea.
Anyways, yeah, they remind me of those.
So yeah, Laser does have a health bar. It's just on the backside that you almost never see. Next. This is amazing. Someone has made a custom gashet for Super Mario Brothers, complete with sound effects and modified display.
And honestly, to this guy, well fucking done.
So we're gonna skip ahead while we watch the actual clip of it.
That is so good! I love it! Oh my god, that is beautiful!
And I noticed in another clip, whatever his game over is. So.
I really hope we see way more custom gadgets like this, because that's amazing.
That was so cool! I didn't know you could make that!
For anyone who wants to see it, it was posted on the Twitter at Hidaka_Hiroji. That's HIDAKA_HIROJI.
Aw, yeah.
Check him out. Next, we got some information regarding the Pac-Man movie, aka Kamen Rider Heisei Generations. The theme song and insert song for the film have been revealed. So, first off, the theme of the film is Hikari by LOL, I think is the name of the band. In addition, Rider Chips and Kamen Rider Girls will collaborate for the film's insert song titled Battle Game. Or at least it's got periods, so it might be BATTLEGAME.
Huh.
However you choose to describe it. So, that's going to be cool. Movie is coming out December 10th in Japan, and the tagline is Movie Wars Super Level Up. When the ultimate life form invades Earth, 5 warriors will step up and fight.
The ultimate warrior.
That sounds like the start
yes.
of a Sentai.
Pac-Man is not the ultimate warrior.
He's the ultimate life form.
Oh, whatever.
Shadow
the ultimate light.
That's Shadow!
No, the ultimate...
Oh, hey, Pac-Man!
No, in the Rider universe, the ultimate life form is Gaim.
No, the ultimate life force was Doris. Or whatever the fuck it was from that one decade movie.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Next, we got some info regarding the Zuoja versus Ninja movie. First off, we got the title. Dobutsu Sentai Zuoja versus Ninja, A Message from Future by Super Sentai. So we could potentially have other teens in the movie.
So it might be a time travel movie, which I'd be totally okay with.
Maybe. Which leads me into my next story, which is spy shots from the from the shooting of that movie, which, oddly enough, include shots of the Zuojers sporting modified outfits.
Well,
with white...
Kyoryugers.
Yeah, the Kyoryugers. With modified white details on their upper outfits.
I like it, actually.
Could this be the Kyoryuger version of, like, the Dobutsu Go Busters?
Ooh.
Where it's like they're an alternate dimension or possibly from the future.
Oh, like alternate timelines.
Yeah.
Oh my
fucking
god.
That would be cool.
So yeah, looking forward to seeing what comes of that.
Yep.
Next, we got the... I wish Cell was here for this because we got the official reveal of the toy versions of the rest of the Zords from the upcoming Lionsgate Power Rangers film.
That's too many legs.
Oh my god. So a couple of these are alienotic. So we got the T-Rex, which we saw before.
Yep.
We have the Triceratops, which looks cool, but it has six legs.
Yep.
The Mastodon has eight.
Yep.
And then the Sabertooth Tiger and the Pterodactyl look pretty... like, aside from the extra limbs, all of these look amazing, I have to say. The Megazord looks weird, but the individual Zords I absolutely love.
Oh, yeah.
Why does the freaking Mastodon have eight legs?
It looks more like a spider.
Yeah. And then if you look close...
A Mastodon, that's a spider, right?
In the corner of the Pterodactyl shot, you can also see a figure of a Putty Patroller, and they got fucking ripped!
See, the Pterodactyl Zord looks fucking badass. Because I love this one more than the original
one. Well, I mean, I guess they just figured out that they could add more to their body mass whenever they wanted.
I just wish it had more pink on it. That's like my one thing.
Allow me to quote the original Pink Ranger. Sweetie, pink is out.
Oh. I don't want it to be out.
Well, clearly they do. All right. So, the toys are hitting shelves pretty soon. We already have people are already doing video reviews of the Morpher.
And some people have
the Megazord already.
Yeah,
the Morpher? What does it look like?
You know what? I think the Morpher is very impressive. Did you go over that in a previous thing?
We did show it before, but I'll see if I can pull up a picture of it for you. Actually, no, there's a better shot down here.
That is actually pretty nice.
Yeah, okay. So, like, the problem that people have with this is,
it's
super plain and stuff like that. But honestly, I watched the video review of this, and, like, you insert the coin, you press the lever down, and it, like, makes noises and fucking spins the coin. It's fucking awesome.
Like, it spins around
this
way?
What is it, a fucking monster disc from Monster Rancher?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Honestly,
Monsters Rule.
Honestly, this thing's fucking impressive, and I like it.
Not more yokai medals.
Yeah.
Because, like, My theory for why the Morpher looks like that is because it's an ancient piece of technology. Like, it's not something like that Zordon just like pulled out of his ass and was like, oh, here's a brand new thing. Like, you know what? These Morphers are probably passed down from the old Rangers that
Zordon
were
pulled
there
before. Out of his non-existent
and here's the thing. I would be okay with these Morphers if, like, we could actually see belt designs in the suits. But no, they're just like morphed into the suit, and we've talked about this a million times.
Yeah.
No, honestly, I'm impressed with Morpher. I'll probably get one for sure.
Anyways,
I hope
so,
it's
yeah.
not as expensive as the legacy ones, at least.
I'd say it's
probably not.
It's probably going to be like $40. I'm saying, which
it's
is
not
pretty
too
pretty,
bad.
That's not too bad.
So yeah, the Zords are also out, or pictures of them are out. They'll be out soon. Next, we got a listing on Amazon for something very odd: some more Ninja Steel exclusive Zords.
Oh,
it looks like there is a helicopter attachment for the top of Shurikenjin and a motorcycle Zord that becomes an arm.
You know what? I'm going to stop you right there for a second. This isn't the first time Band of America's done this.
Oh, no, I'm aware.
Yeah, like, they've done, like, bike toys and you can fucking attach them to the Megazords, so...
But yeah, this is nowhere near the first American Zord. I mean, look what they did with Dino Charge. They made the rest of the Guardians.
Hmm.
So yeah, that was weird to see pop up on Amazon.
Yeah.
They come in a Power Rangers Ninja Steel Mega Morph vehicle assortment of three. And I don't know what the third one is, because I see like the two original ones,
mm-hmm.
but the rest of the Zords, maybe the train legs are the third one.
Yeah, maybe.
The train legs.
Train legs?
Yeah.
Doesn't be train boner, though.
Well, I mean...
Is that the reason Cast Ranger exists?
Yes.
It's just... Yeah, honestly, that's why. Wait, the train has a penis. We need our thoughts put on the internet about
and that
this.
Was the inception of our powers. No, your powers.
We were born from the dick of a Megazord.
Oh, no. Well, I almost said I think most people were born from the dick of a Megazord, and then I realized, wait!
Thoughts came forth from the dick of the Megazord!
The modern creation myth.
Just in the new Power Rangers movie. And Jason, you will form the dick of the Megazord.
That's what the extra legs are for!
The Tyranno dick!
Oh my god. This
is amazing.
This is the greatest thing that I read all
saw all week.
Oh, I haven't seen this.
James Reese and Anthony Grillo are Power Ranger cosplayers. And during one particular shoot with Kevin, the director, while dressed as Kyoryu Gray and Abara Killer, or if you want to get harpy on me, Graphite Ranger and the White Dino Thunder Ranger.
You called him Graphite! I'm so proud of you!
Fuck you, graph paper.
Damn.
So, they were shooting the video in these cosplays when Anthony had to go and ruin all those heroic poses by dropping to one knee and proposing.
Fucking right.
And you can actually watch it in the video.
It's so fucking beautiful and magical. Honestly, congrats to fucking both of you. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome to hear.
Like, it's great, because, like, in the video, whatever, like, the other guy on the left, Kyoryu Gray, whatever, he's, like, totally oblivious to what his partner's doing. So the guy's like, oh, turn around, like, this way, it's a better shot. And then, like, he looks around, he's like, oh!
Yeah.
So it was really awesome. If you can find the video, go watch it. It's
on Kotaku.
It'll do you.
Or you can look up the video from, if you go to facebook.com/KevinTheDirector, it'll be on his timeline.
Yep.
Congratulations. So, yet more marriage.
Ooh.
Rei Yoshi, the actress for Rina from Kamen Rider Drive, has announced in her blog that she has married actor Shigenori Yamazaki, who she apparently met while working and had a reunion last year. She wrote on her blog that it would be difficult for her to bear a child because of the bone marrow transplant due to her acute myeloid leukemia that she had 16 years ago.
Aww.
But she did write an apology letter to her unborn child before this transplant. But despite this, she fights on and finds happiness with the man she loves. And congratulations to her as well.
Wait, what the fuck's this bottom picture at the bottom?
Rei Yoshi debuted in a lead role in the tokusatsu series Kamen Tenshi, Masked Angel, Rosetta, which aired July till September 1998. So Rina's been a superhero already.
Can we watch this, please?
That looks so cool.
Can we watch this for Cast Ranger?
Sure.
Rina's a fucking Toku hero. That's amazing.
Give me a moment to add that to the list.
Hey, that's awesome. Oh, we're totally watching that. It's going to be awesome. And it's a 90s Toku, which means it's going to be fucking gold.
I'm in Tim G. Rosetta. It's on the list.
All right.
All right, so congrats to her as well.
Yay, good congratulations.
And moving from marriage to pregnancy.
Oh.
Singer Anna Tsuchiya, who sang the Forza opening, has announced her third pregnancy.
Oh, female onk?
Yeah, fem onk.
Yay!
This is her first child with her non-showbiz partner, who has supported her after her divorce with her second husband earlier in January, found out about her pregnancy in early September. Apparently she was not feeling well at the time, and upon visiting the doctor, found out that she was pregnant.
You could say she was switched on.
No.
Wait.
On her blog, she states, to the people concerned who have continued to support me and to my fans, please watch over me warmly as I walk through life with my new family. I hope to build a cheerful and fun family, so please continue to support me.
Bitchin'.
Where did Gar go?
He couldn't handle all the good news.
Yep.
Oh.
Next. Soda Fukushi, who played Forze, joins the cast of the live-action Blade of the Immortal film.
Damn right he does.
Also featuring Erika Toda, who is in Death Note as Kagehisa Anotsu, and Maki Otona Tachibana, respectively. The upcoming film is based on Hiroaki Samura's manga, follows Manji's journey of revenge as Rin's bodyguard, a woman who swears vengeance against a group of sword fighters who murdered her parents. Alright. Directed by Takahashi Miike, who did Ichi the Killer, As the Gods Will.
It's a Miike movie.
This film is set for an April 29th release in 2017 in Japan.
Nice.
So if you want to see Forze be a samurai.
And blood and guts everywhere because it's a Takahashi Miike movie.
Yeah.
Let's watch this next Halloween! Hey.
I mean, I think Miike just likes him after As the Gods Will.
Oh yeah, because he was Soda Fukushi was in that movie too!
Yep.
Oh, wow. I guess they have...
Probably just rehired him. It's like, you know what, you worked out well the last time.
Let's have you go through another horrific movie.
You don't care that I was in Forze?
No.
We're gonna We're gonna bring you back.
What happened?
We're gonna erase Forza. We're gonna put you in all these terrifying.
If I cared about the fact that you were Forza, I would have put you in the Terraformars movie and had somebody rip your head off.
Oh my.
Killed by a giant space cockroach.
Oh.
All right. Next. There was a television ad for the upcoming Kamen Rider game, All Kamen Rider Rider Revolution for 3DS, which gave us a very nice looking wallpaper highlighting 68 out of the 75 playable riders.
Damn.
It tried to fool us by having the number 75 in the article, in the picture, but if you count them out, there's only 68 of them.
Yep.
So we see X8 and Brave here. It's safe to say Snipe is going to be another one.
Yep.
But we don't know who the rest of them are. Quite yet.
Look at that Christmassy background.
Yeah, the thumbnail for the commercial on their YouTube channel has like a Christmas wreath in the back.
Well, this is coming out in December.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
As mentioned previously, the game will be available in two editions, regular edition for 5,700 yen and the Super X8 box for 8,200 yen, which includes the Ghost Gashet, Mighty Keychain, a reversible poster. Pre-orders for any version will include the Butoba Soul Medal, with 4-star rarity and limited quantities, will include a Gond Rising card. And I believe, it's not mentioned here, but we know that the Super X8 box version comes with a download for the actual game version of Mighty Action X. Set for December 1st, release in Japan. Lastly, all copies of the game will include a download code, so we don't even have to get the Super X8 box version.
Cool.
But we would have to buy Japanese 3DSs.
Yeah.
Alright.
We'll find a way to play it.
Yeah. Next. Ultraman Orb. New Ultraman Orb Trinity images.
Wait, is he coming?
We said the magic word! Gar's coming out of his hole.
Ultraman Orb!
What's interesting about this form, Gar? Did he merge three things this time instead of two?
Indeed, he did.
What exactly? I think we talked about this last week.
Yeah, we did. Oh, no, we talked about it like a few weeks ago.
You're the one who added this story.
Oh, yeah, and then, you know, then just did 180, and now I don't even feel like talking.
Okay,
about
next.
It.
SH Figure Arts Alien Mephiles is also a thing. Tamashii Web exclusive in May for 6480 yen.
Ooh.
Grab it if you want it. If you don't, whatever.
Yeah, no. Oh, sorry, yes.
Aw.
Thanks for stopping by!
Bye!
Bye, Gar.
Shortest cameo ever. Alright, I guess that's basically the news for this week. Not much, but it was all good.
Yep.
We'll hear you on the podcast proper.
Yep. All right, bye.
Bye. Bye.